We have some indication of fire and smoke at the Pentagon right now. WTOP's Neil Augenstein. Neil, are you... can you tell us what you see at the Pentagon now?
Mike, can you hear me? Mike.
Yes, I can. Neil Augenstein, you're live on the air. Tell us what you see at the Pentagon.
Okay, I'm standing right on, 395, right by the Boundary Channel Drive exit, looking across to the Pentagon, seeing heavy, heavy smoke.
Shortly after the second plane hit the World Trade Center, it was announced that the FAA was grounding all flights in and out of New York. So we realized, of course, that flights to and from D.C. would be affected too. So I headed to Reagan National Airport. And as I was parking there, I looked over the trees past Crystal City and was able to see heavy smoke. I thought to myself, no way. I saw an Airports Authority police officer who was looking at the same smoke, and he had his radio to his ear. And he told me that he, in fact, heard that a plane had crashed into the Pentagon. So I got back into my car and headed toward the Pentagon while trying to reach the newsroom. And you'll remember, of course, that it was tough, if not impossible, to get a cell phone signal that day with everyone making cell phone calls. Eventually, when I got to Gravelly Point, I was able to get through. I pulled over. I jumped on the hood of my car to try to see the Pentagon because I wanted to get on the air with a story. But I still couldn't see the Pentagon itself over the trees, so I didn't have enough information to file a report. So I got back in the car again, took the ramp to 395 South, and could finally see the Pentagon and the smoke. Now, we didn't talk about it that day, but we had a brand new phone system at WTOP, and by mistake, everyone was hanging up on each other. We didn't know how to put a call on the air very well. So add that to the mix. Eventually, I did get through. Mike Moss started to toss to me. I wasn't sure whether he could hear me or not. Then he and Richard Day said that they could hear me, so I began describing what I could see, and at that point what I could see was the smoke. Now remember, I still hadn't confirmed what had happened, but I described my conversation with a police officer. After that first report, I got back in the car and to get a little bit closer, and heard over the police scanner that a fourth plane had been hijacked and was thought to be 20 miles out and heading back to D.C., I hit the record button on my mini disc recorder in case there was another explosion. I couldn't get through to the newsroom on the phone, so I sent an email that said another plane was coming. And to this day, I don't really know whether that information ever got on the air. And of course, a few minutes later, we heard that the fourth plane had crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.